Hold your horses. We talking Real Housewives of Potomac. Hopefully this is on right now. Boop.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Beat you bad. Oh, he does.
Just give us a snap. Sure.
I got the juice, I got stubby juice.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah,
hey.
I got the juice, I got stubby juice.
Now do the hand
I got that anecdote dug in my
hey, you got, girl, come on, you got it. Show that ring off. Show that urban ring off. What up, y'all? Welcome to Real Housewives of Potomac AfterBuzz TV After Show. I am your host, DJ Jesse J. We got Tiffany Williams back in the building.
Hello.
DJ Richie Sky. Make sure you guys check this out. It's called Stupid Juice by Get It Indie, and it's just been on my playlist.
Hey,
and
hey.
But the episode is called Hold Your Horses, so hold the freaking horses and shut the goddamn music off. Thank you. We got Ronnie Jr. back in studio engineering. What up, Ronnie?
What's up, guys? Oh, man, my first day back kind of thing. I'm a big Giselle fan, so I want to hear what you guys have to say about Potomac.
Well, you know,
me too, sir. Me too.
Plenty of things to say about Miss Giselle. All right, so let's talk about it. Hold your horses. So before we get into Monique, let's talk about some other stuff. Miss Charisse is hanging out with Skylar. She is giving a little She by Charay, Chateau Charay, with this whole champagne room thing. And if it's anything like the sketch,
listen,
it look gonna look like Moore Manor after this.
If she talk about new one more time, the only thing that I'm gonna give you props for is getting a new wig, because I saw you on Watch What Happens Live last night and you was looking good, Charisse.
Right?
You was looking good.
Yes.
You know, I had to get that out.
I'm feeling it.
The second season paychecks were
I had to get that out. She's stepping it up.
No, Charisse came here last year, and I mean,
she did?
She was super cool. Yeah, she was a sweet girl, sweet woman. Looked really like good. So it was just, you know, when I see, you know, certain things. Like that red dress, like in the kitchen. She's like,
shout out to Charisse season two.
Mm-hmm.
After season 10. Well, right.
I mean, you never know.
Post.
It might be like.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like.
Because on the show, she's not really trying too hard, right?
But it's also kind of that she's getting into it.
Herself.
Because think about it. Because she's. Right now, we're seeing the broken Charisse.
Exactly. Yeah.
And she's trying to piece herself. And I've been there, girl. Trust me. You've probably seen me how many times here on AfterBuzz just coming in like, why the fuck am I here right now? You got a 75% today, Jesse. Usually, if I'm extra hype, then that means I'm ain't here for it. I got to talk myself into it. All right. So she's going to do 92. It's that her budget is $92,000.
I mean, that's all.
For one room?
That's all. A champagne room.
But, like, here's my thing. When I think champagne room,
I like
Charisse,
champagne too, Charisse.
I mean, yeah, but, like, so. But, like, when I think of it, I think of, like, Beyonce Naughty Girl. Like, Charisse is going to have, like, this giant champagne
glass.
She's
going to be laying in it.
Skylar going to come home like, Mom.
Who knows which?
What's
her name? Shasha?
What's the gay friend's name?
I cannot remember his name.
Scooter. Damn, I wanted to remember too because they showed him. I can just picture them like sitting,
right.
And it's like, why?
It's a little scary.
Yeah. Mom, why is he feeding you grapes in the champagne glass?
And why are we converting the office and the library? That means we're not going to get any more work done. We're kind of officially done getting anything productive done in our life.
Honey, sometimes. We've seen it happen when Britney and Justin Timberlake broke up. You just go crazy. You just need your time. You need to shave your head off. You need to date all the wrong type of people and build you a champagne room. So that's what's happening.
Better her do that than go Britney 2007.
But I don't know. I mean, look at Britney now.
Okay, it looks great. But I do not want to see Charisse running around Potomac with her hair, with her wig off, talking about, let me alone!
Well, she kind of started with swinging the hammer on that champagne room. So she got some of that frustration out on the wood in there. So.
But that's controlled things.
Oh, I love it.
Hilarious.
One gorgeous Godzilla. Sophista Ratchet. I love that.
Champagne.
Yeah, I mean, she's gonna get that retirement money from her boo daddy.
She said they invested well.
That's all that matters.
But she is anticipating losing the house and all of her stuff. So it's like she has to change everything she can while she still can.
Yeah, but like to invest 90.
It's like, girl, go get a wine rack.
Right? Okay, first of all, that is disgusting. And why is that hair on my headphones? I can't. First of all, but my thing is this. If you know you're going to lose the house, why wouldn't you, like Robin, downsize a little bit, stay in Potomac, but downsize a little. Cherise don't need that house. I'm so sorry.
Listen.
I'm so sorry. If I see that dark cherry wood staircase one more goddamn time, I'm like, you sitting up here like Karen.
Is not in the mood for resizing.
Well, she need to be in the mood because right now she in the mood to be making bad decisions because she about to spend $90,000 on a champagne room, which how are you going to sell that? You're going to sell that to a family and you're gonna be, they're going to be like, oh, and what is this?
Now, if you think about it, though.
50 Shades of Grey, like.
Think about it. The worse the breakup, the worse the decisions you make afterwards.
100%. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? But, like, at least hop on the hoe train then, girl. Don't be spending $90,000 out here sledgehammering a room. And it ain't even going to be for a room that, like, really you could put on the market.
But what can you do in a champagne room? It looked pretty small, listen, right?
Now you can hop on the hoe train in an expensive room.
But you can't even fit a bed in there.
I mean,
room.
I get it, but what, you're going to be inviting your whores over to your house? Like, it would be different if she was a guy. Then it's like, yeah, have all the bitches at my house. But like, Cherise, you cannot be having all these men running up in the champagne room like that.
But
and
it's
I hope
like a
you're
closet.
Not wearing shoes in the champagne room. And then I'm just have
what
this.
What does really one do in the champagne room?
Well, my question is champagne from grapes?
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
I just had to ask because I was like, I know wine is, but like, is champagne?
Champagne is from some type of certain kind of grape.
Okay.
But I don't think that room is big enough to have like social settings in. It's my concern.
I mean, when it's called the champagne room, I'm only assuming it's for two people. Like
it's like the boom boom room. That's why I said what I
or
said.
Or it's really going to be like where they had high tea and they're all going to be like
this.
So, girl. So this is $90,000. This was real cute.
Let's talk
this
about
was,
it.
Like, this was real cute.
They better open those bottles outside okay. of the champagne room.
All right, so who else did we see? We've seen Giselle and Robin. They're talking about their kids. First of all, Robin, like, I'm going to need you to put the hammer down with your children.
I feel so bad for her.
I don't.
Why?
Because she takes it, and it's like when she looks at them, she looks at and sees one. And it's like, she like, that is your child, and he just talked to you like that?
She's like, I don't understand
why.
We'll
whoop a child's ass. And that ain't mine. Like, and this is from working at the Boys and Girls Club. So, like, I cannot. Like, I will say something to somebody's child. Like, sir.
She's like, but they're so cute. It's like.
And now this is why you're in the
you
relationship.
You gotta lay this smack down on them.
But they're not cute anymore at this point. Like, I want to come through there and just elbow your kids. Like,
I'm gonna die! My mom. I've said that exact line to my mom before. My mom was like, oh, okay. And now you're gonna go in your bedroom and sit on you and would rip all the sheets off my bed.
Oh my God.
And have me sit Native American style in the middle of the bed with the door open and she would sit right in there watching some Jenny Jones or something and just dump. Are you moving? Like, my mom was water torture trained. My dad would just beat my ass, but my mom was like water torture. Like, stand against the wall with your arm. Like, why am I doing this, mom? That's where you need to be at, Robin. Little elbow to the head. Like, what'd you say, Chris?
And no one will see it. Like, you don't even have to do it on camera. Right? Just, you know, real quick. Boom.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's crazy to me how nonchalant she is about it. Like, she doesn't get mad about anything. Juan talks to her crazy. Even in her most confrontational situation, she is so even. Because she must be on a Xanax or something.
Honestly, because
something
she
that keeps her a little too even keeled.
Because she seems like someone who, when she snaps. And but then, okay, here's my thing. Because here's what I can give her. Because I feel like I'm trying to make a change in my life personally, so I'm just like, maybe she's like this. Where you get to the point where it's like, it's so easy to like talk shit, to read someone for filth or whatever. But then it's like, you want to be the better person. You don't want to snap off on Juan. You don't want to snap off on the kid. So it's like, let me just... And we're going to see. I'll give it 4 more episodes. Robin going
to
snap.
We don't even see her Robin, going through those processes, though, where she's having to like take a
honey,
moment.
Honey, you won't ever see it.
But I just feel like she's that type of person. It's either going to be extremely even-keeled or extremely explosive.
And like crazy. Like she might kill somebody. Like
because usually as a person that tries to keep it all together, it could be that one little thing and then you just explode. You know what I'm saying?
I have no faith in her. I don't think she will ever stand up for herself.
But she's
like,
your favorite.
She is still my favorite. I love you and I love looking at your blue eyes. They're so hypnotizing. And I love how submissive you are. to your family, but I just worry about this. It can't be healthy to let people walk over you all the time. It just can't.
You're so complex.
Me?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk.
I mean, my thing is, like, this season, Robin, I hate to say that. Like, and that's what I mean. Like, I want to change as a person. I want to be like, I just support Robin's movement. Because in real life, Robin would be the one that I was actually friends with.
Right. Exactly.
In TV life, Karen.
Right.
But you know what's funny, though, is I feel like this episode, to me, felt like the realest episode.
For her.
Particularly for her.
Okay. How so?
I don't know. I think that... You know, season one, you get an overview of most of the ladies, and you might get some standouts, and those were, to me, last season, Giselle and Karen. I feel like this season, we're getting a lot more Robin.
Agreed.
A lot more. I'm loving that because it gives us more of an insight into who she is and how she thinks.
We're getting a lot more of her, but it just never changes. I feel like there's just not a lot of layers there. She just wants to get along. She just wants to get by, not stir the pot too much, be too, like, it's... She's easy.
But I don't believe that she is.
Is she easy for TV?
I think so. Honestly, because there are things like I look at her and I'm like, girl, I mean, I feel you. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you want to make a relationship work, you'll let people walk over you. And so I feel it. And, like, I know she probably has that twerk, that Jesus in her. But I need to see it. Like, one time this... I need to see one time this season, I need a snap. I need one snap off at one of these ladies or at Juan. Like, one night you need to be like, Juan, you ain't sleeping in this house no more! Get out! Like, and we're all just gonna be like... Her kids all of a sudden just start acting good. They're like, oh, I'm serious.
I know it's not time for predictions, but I want to put $100 on this right now that's never gonna happen.
Can you just go ahead and hand me that $100? Because in the trailer, she actually...
You win.
In the trailer, she actually does, you know, get up in Ashley's face. I mean, granted, it's little Ashley, but
yeah,
still,
no,
you know,
see,
she
no,
does.
That's my other thing. Like, out of everyone, you're going to give it to
little
Ashley.
I'm just saying, little Ashley got a lot of mouth.
Well, let's talk about it, though, because we're going to talk about Robin and
Giselle. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because... Fine, you want to jump in Ashley, but, like, the thing is you know, you don't know Ashley like that, and she's little, I don't want to say she's weak-minded, because she will confront
yeah,
you,
she will.
But, like, today was the day when you sat down with Giselle, and Giselle was like, so, I didn't like when I heard. Now, Robin had one cute line, but it was just like, her line was, and I wrote it down, because I wrote, yes, and I realized, like, I was just overdoing it, I mean, it's not like I talked about her on national television.
But
you didn't even say
thing.
That to Giselle's face.
But you know what, though? I mean, and this, why am I defending Robin? Like,
I don't know,
she
because she looked
favorite.
Like she was going to cry to Giselle. She was like, oh, you know what I mean?
But I felt like she did what most housewives don't do in these situations. And she was very direct with her friend and basically said, you know, I felt like, you know, what you said was wrong.
Okay, but I
on
wish
a
she
lot
said
of
it
levels.
Like, Giselle.
And you're classier than that.
Okay, but to me, it's like, if y'all are really that cool friends and you really got these balls between your legs, like everyone keeps saying, the reality is not like the whole like girl like you know I didn't say it
she was like
this. I mean
she
her eyes were watering
nervous.
Up her voice was trembling I thought she was like Bambi on the ice you know what I'm
she
saying
she was
like,
a little bit nervous little... and you probably wrote down yes because that's the most of a rise that we can get out of her
and it wasn't even
but
to Giselle
did not come at her crazy enough to warrant
first of all,
some
the fact
type
that you
of
even
reaction.
Bring it up in that sense when you know I'm your girl. That's how it should have been. Like, girl, why are we even having this conversation? You know I ain't talking shit. You know Karen was over here bringing you up. Pop off.
Well, I mean...
She not gonna do that.
But with Giselle, there is always a potential for things to go left.
That's true. Like, you have to really ice skate with Giselle. Because right. It's like, Giselle might just get upset because you just use the word whore in a sentence.
Right.
And it's like, what? Me? No, girl.
Right. Right, exactly. But she handled that well.
But yeah, she did. I mean, she said,
everybody,
I was really bothered by what you said.
Well,
you're classier than that. And Giselle did, too, because I thought when she said you're classier than that, Giselle...
Okay.
Robin, it was 2 years since you took your kids to the dentist.
That was really what I wanted to
that's
talk
some
about.
Because
I was like, girl...
Now, see, that's where you say, that is some
now.
Real shit. She couldn't afford it. They was paying for the Potomacos.
But you know what, though? But that was what stuck out in my mind. I was like, 2 years? That whole scene, I was like, 2 years?
Well, girl, now they got insurance.
But I get it.
Because Obamacare didn't catch up on you, girl, because you would have had to pay them taxes.
I get it, though.
I mean, do too.
It is what it is.
I've been without. Trust me, I feel you. She's getting her hair done. And again, Juan, with the pop-up video, like, this is not VH1 Juan. I need you to learn how to do a grill. Like, you're calling her
wife at the salon and asking her, when do you put season on the burgers? Before you put them on the grill or after?
First of all, don't. I'm going to pick up some Outback, okay? Don't.
But I think that was a pivotal scene because it really showed us why. Who actually runs the household, and it's not him.
Well,
she manages the household.
But that's with most sport wives. Like, any of these wife... I mean,
he's not playing no more.
Well, but this is the thing. But the thing is, these guys find girls like this. So for the rest of his life, he will always feel like the athlete, the goal-getter, the breadwinner. Just like Chris, you know what I mean? They sat there, they went... He's the head of the household. And now he's going to retire and all this stuff. But she will always take care of that, and she will always look at him in the light like, no, this is Chris, and that's Juan. When I go to events, Chris knows Juan. And so that's her connection. It's like everyone's husband does something. So it's like in the privacy of her home. And that's how he puts her down like that, because he knows that she probably does everything in that household.
And it seems like she doesn't have any qualms about it. She likes being in that role where people need her. And she doesn't brag about saying that he doesn't have to do anything, but she does make it known that he is very well taken care of. And, you know, a lot of women take pride in that. Mm-hmm. But you better not call me asking how to grill some burgers.
Or to cook. Like, because then you're not cooking. Yeah, like, I don't want to eat cooking. Whatever the fuck it is that you think you're seasoning. Right. I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. All right, we see Karen, Ray, and Raven. Karen, I'm all about being bougie, but a cheesesteak?
I was about to say.
Like, I cried. Like, girl, Skylar.
Both of y'all.
Right. A cheesesteak is bomb as fuck. I've actually had several this week.
And I want one now.
Okay.
And they weren't organic.
Honey, sure weren't.
And that's Mike, okay.
Jersey Mike's. Holla at your boy. No, I mean, if it was like Subway, like, which, I mean, I would still
I'll
fuck
take
up.
That too.
I would take a Subway.
And slather some ketchup on it, too.
And some sriracha.
Ooh! Honey! Now we're going to get cheesesteaks after this. Y'all had Panda Express earlier. I'm going to go get me a cheesesteak. But, I mean, it was cute just for them to, like, talk and for Karen to see Raven.
I love Raven.
She was cute. I liked her.
So cute, full of energy, yeah. Bougie.
I actually,
but not in a like a turn off way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It didn't turn me off. It was just like it was cute.
If she was in my sorority, I'd probably be very turned off. We're all eating cheesesteaks, and you have a problem with
and
that?
And you're well, no. First, I don't mind if you have a problem, but you're crying.
Yeah.
Like you can have a problem, and be like, I'm not even be like, okay, bitch, I'm happy. But like you're crying over a cheesesteak. Exactly. Like there are people who don't have anything. So that's the only thing, Karen. Listen, like, you know what I mean? I want your child to know, like, she cried.
They were talking about it like it was ramen noodles.
Oh.
Right.
Which I will eat, too.
You know what I'm saying? I love those.
Okay. Right. Put some onion chicken up in there.
Right. Okay. Oh, my God. We need a full panel.
Some chai, just chop it all up in there. Like, get a little soup.
Then why gonna be calling us?
Right. What y'all do with that ramen recipe?
How you boil that water?
What do I do with the hot dog water after? Throw it out, Juan. Throw it the fuck out. I can't. How do I grill? How do I season this? All right. So what do we get after that? Do we want to talk about the derby? Yeah, let's talk about the derby. So we go to the derby. Ashley is upset because her restaurant's doing bad. What I loved about that scene is how all the girls were like, I mean, if you need something, like, yeah, what can we do? And I felt that was authentic, mm-hmm, from everybody. And their tone towards Ashley has really changed, too. Because even on the carpet talking to them, obviously last season we saw them, they all kind of were like, not that they didn't like her, but it was kind of like, well, she's young and she's this and not matured. And where this season it's kind of like, okay, we understand that she's the baby in the group. And mm-hmm, I like that aspect. But although we don't know what's going to happen with Robin, though. Ashley starts getting upset because she wants this relationship to work. I thought the negative penis joke was fucking hilarious with Giselle. honey, you don't. You need a penis that works, and it cannot be in the negative. You do not want a negative penis. The girls offered help. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Giselle starts shading Monique. And Ashley instantly catches it because she did this with Ashley last season. She was like, I think Giselle's a little bit jealous. Do we think it stems from jealousy?
She's a resident hazer. I mean, that's her role is to give everyone. You're
resident hater.
Well, I mean, that too, right?
No.
They kind of go hand in hand.
No.
Why can't she accept the new girl? I don't know. She has to pick on her. It's her inner bully.
Now, the weapon thing, I would have been like.
In every friend group, there's that one person who is the resident, I don't like new people person. Yeah. You got to admit that. Like, and it's got to be one.
Yeah. But I think for me, it's more like Giselle's so bad that it's like, girl, why? Like, you just the bad. Like, just be like the young Karen. Like,
right.
I'm not bothered. Like, honey, I ain't bothered. Word on the street is. But she word on the street. So she got to keep her ear to it.
I mean, Robin already checked her. She needs to have more class in that. But she doesn't, unfortunately. What's the saying? You can take them out of the not so classy situations.
But no, she's the only one that's actually from Potomac. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we don't know what her home life was like. No shade.
No shade, but... I was like, bitch, Palm Sunday was last weekend and Easter was yesterday. All right. Here's the other thing with these housewife things. Like, why do they put them in situations that they don't... It's like last week with the pool table. Like, Karen ain't out here playing pool. And these bitches don't even know what they're doing at a horse track. I mean, I wouldn't know either. I'd be like, an offering? Like, I ain't got what? An offer what? Like, are we at church?
I love it. Horse track is like the best way to bond, get drunk, and win some money really fast. With no like skill necessary. To me. Well, when you start talking numbers, you saw the glossed over look on everybody's face. It's like, what? Two odds?
Yeah, no. I don't want to be shit-faced drunk in the heat, smelling horse shit, and betting.
Take them to a casino.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be in a casino right at that petty slots because I'll be doing
take
the big
them right
one.
To Maryland Live and they can do the same thing there.
But not a casino royale, right? Because that's not so cute.
I don't know what that is.
That's last week's episode. So anyways, but when you have a man like Don who's won...
you just came with your...
$6 million in horse racing, Don, the guy that was assigned to help them, who Giselle happily was ready to spend his money.
Right, but my problem was this, Don. Don't be up here talking about $6 million, but then when Giselle was like, well, what's the one of the two mean? And you ain't dropping these numbers... I want to know. Well, how much was it? Because you only put $1,200 down on three different horses. So how does that work?
Okay, but when you're spending his money, it doesn't matter.
No, 100%.
Listen, if you're going to give me $3,000 for winning, I'm just going to take whatever.
I'm in.
No, I agree.
Give it to me.
But I want to know. Like, because, you know what I mean? People be fronting Pharrell and Jay-Z out here, like, pretending like they have some shit. And like, $6 million.
Oh, that's Hollywood.
And I'm like, right, but he did say he have a house in L.A.
That is true. And horses that race in California.
So. Horses that race in California.
That's what he said.
All right. So, yeah, Giselle was all... But then here's the thing with Giselle. Giselle was like, yeah, my man Kevin, like, he's fine. He this, he that. Don talking about money. She's like, hey! Walking off with Don, like, bye, Kevin. Then next week, she eating Kevin's seasoned steak. Juan must have called him and told him.
She has her priorities straight.
She does.
She does. That she does.
Giselle asked Charisse if she's out of probation. The awkward long pause. Sure. I don't know.
I'm just glad they finally squashed it.
I don't know. It didn't look like Charisse was ready to squash anything at that point.
I just don't want negative energy. I mean, because then it's like in that moment, you do look like the bitter one if you're like, no, you're not.
She still looked bitter at that moment, though.
Yeah, she did. She did.
I would have been like, no, you're still there, girl. We just talked about that last episode. I don't know what you thought. All right, let's talk about the big thing. Monique... And we see Monique, her son, with her friend Gigi, who apparently they used to be in a girl group. And the Michelle of the group was like, do not put my face on that. Blur me the fuck out. Whatever pictures.
I noticed that
too. Whatever pictures y'all put, we was not Destiny's Child. This is not VH1. Where are they now? Yeah. Like, do not put my picture up on there. Like, we was not no legit real group.
There's a backstory there. Somebody's mad in that group.
First of all,
well, I have a friend that actually knew Monique as Hazel. So, yeah. So, they were in a rap group together. Oh. And they were
like,
legit. I mean,
but... That picture looked like prom.
Like, yeah, she was a lot younger at that point.
Back then, we had those homegirl pictures. That's what that is. Backyard, homegirl, get a little cheat and paint, airbrush it, you know? That was very common. Circa 1995.
I don't know how to dance to this music. bitch, but the bitch hanging sheets up, talking about 96.
I had a homegirl house. Look, you know what it is. You had one too. We all did. That's all right.
Oh, Tiffany, we're going to WeHo one night. Woo! All right. All right. So Chris is going to be put in the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Good for him. And I thought it was funny. Gigi was like, oh, black girl with the white girl help.
She is a white sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
She does.
She does.
Does sweetie still work for Homegirl?
I don't know.
No, that was been a minute since that. All right. What some other things Gigi pointed out was the fact that Chris's boxers look like pillowcases.
And they do. Yeah. They are huge.
That's a lot of fabric.
Can't be a bad thing, though.
Chris's mom. We find out also that Chris's mom doesn't really feature Monique, and we see a lot of that later on. But the tea for me was just the quick little one-liner, and I hope it pops up somewhere because I'm sure it will. Is that Gigi met Eddie Jordan, Charisse's?
I know. Husband. I thought that was very interesting. So I hope that comes back up.
But it was chopped up so short that I'm like, I hope it wasn't something stupid that they just threw. Because then don't even throw it in there. I don't care. Right. She even knows her. Like, but if it's gonna come up,
let it be
like
an Easter egg that is gonna, you know. Right. Break later.
Like, I want to know who was sucking whose dick. Like, was it you, Gigi, or was it a friend of yours, Gigi? Like, tell me about Eddie Long over here. So I wrote these down because I want to ask you guys what you guys think about relationships. So Monique said, in my relationship, it goes God, Chris, and then the kids. Now, is that... What do you guys think of that? Like, in the world of marriage? Because usually, from what I mean, growing up in my world, it's your children come first. And both parents kind of have that understanding of, like, we will do everything for our children first. We stay together for them. What do you guys think about that?
Well...
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
It's interesting. I saw a movie this weekend. I won't say which one, but it was a really good movie. And why would you basically... not promote the movie? Because I don't want to tell this plot point.
Oh, okay.
So basically, in the movie, you know, the mother of the child asks the father, I don't care what happens to me, save our son. Now, Monique. What I want to know is, are you saying, I don't care what happens to the kids, save my husband in that situation? Hopefully you never have to face that. But right. What I'm saying is, that's really what it boils down to. Like, that's if you're a literal person, because you said, I'm very literal. Is that really what you meant? Because that's how I took it. Because I'm a literal person too. So, that was questionable for me.
It was very questionable, but it was very indicative of where her mentality is. That's how she eats. If the food goes away, how can she survive or provide for the kids?
Okay, you know what? I gotta go. I can't.
Honey, you making my life easier.
Right,
I appreciate you.
I mean, for me, like, I'm
you like Chris's mom. I'm loving you tonight.
Miss Shirley.
We're going to get to that. Because that's my lady right there. Oh, I love Miss Shirley. Ms. But, Shirley. You know, I don't get that line of thinking because I'm married, for one thing. I'm not religious and I would never have kids. But in my mind, it comes me first.
You're so late.
And then the family and then my husband, right? So that's my order of things.
Why would you never have kids if you feel like opening up?
Because I have to, like, take care of them.
Okay. She's like, I'm not. No.
I fuck with you.
Doing I got to, like, deal with you for 18
doing
years.
Doing this.
He's enough.
Exactly.
All right, Mo, so if that's your way, you shouldn't have had the kids. All right, send them over to Auntie Shirley.
It is a surprising way of thinking. I wasn't expecting that. I've never.
I also wonder how old she is. Or young.
She looks She's very young.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Late 20s.
Yeah. So, like.
I get it, but I just
you can't bring kids into the world and not take care of them. Like, that should be your priority.
But it's so interesting because most women that I meet, like, not even me, like, a lot of my friends who grew up, like, and they were just kind of like those girls that, like, when they get their man, it's like, my man. Once they have that kid, it's like, fuck these dudes. Like, I can't stand no man out here. Like, it's about my kids. And it is such an interesting little switch, Mo. Another one. When you marry family. How do you guys feel about that? Because I'm very on the fence about it. Because I am family guy. But at the same time, there have been situations where it's like, I'm very different from my family. We're very, you know what I mean? Everyone loves my family. We all good. But I'm very different. I've been through different experiences than my family. And I've been in situations where it's like, I really fucked with the family. And I was like, how'd you have him?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even want to date because I don't want to have to deal with nobody else's family. Like, that's just, I feel like you do sometimes, you kind of like marry the family when you get married. Because they are forever a part of that person's situation. And now they are part of your situation. Right. Like, imagine, and you just got to deal with it.
Yep. Shirley every week, like, hey.
I love Shirley.
It didn't seem like they were that close, though.
No, but then Mo's also saying, like, she acting like the kids ain't never been. She's like, I haven't seen you since you were so little. And it's like, but you seen my Thanksgiving. Like,
right. That was we've been living in Alabama for 4 years.
I know we said Virginia on the show, but.
Right.
All right, interesting one. Let us know what you guys, I want to know what you guys think, so write some comments down below. What else we got? So we get to the Hall of Fame, Chris's mom acting like she does not see the grandkids, and then it's we find out why it's all about her, because literally everything becomes all about her. I predicted this Hall of Fame moment right here. We get to the dinner table. She was like, oh, I left my money at the home. Well,
I got you, Mom.
Like, first of all, who? Like, where? Like, I don't know if I missed something, but like, Mama Shirley, are you rich? Because what I know is whoever got the most money at the table is paying for this, and especially if he came out of your vagina.
It's called a pump fake.
You know.
I'm gonna fake you out real quick. Let me reach for my purse. Ooh.
She just wanted to see a monkey.
You're just making the hand
motion. It's the oldest trick in the book.
How much did I? Oh, okay.
Oh, you got it. Thanks.
No, don't do that for me.
Or you just like down the building and be like, you know, we should probably get this. What's that? All right, that's good. Girl, like, come on. So do we think that this is a case of Mama, like a candy situation?
Mama Joyce?
Mama Joyce.
She is Mama Joyce. She is giving Mama Joyce a run for her money. She could give Mama Joyce
exactly a run for her money.
And she thinks Mo is Todd.
Yeah.
But Mo kind of is Todd. Right?
I mean, know you know at least her. Todd had a job.
And exactly. She's kind of bringing more to the table than Todd did.
Gosh, no, I kind of wish you were on the show. Can you move to Potomac,
right,
too?
Todd is bringing more to the table than she did.
Can you move to Potomac just for the show?
I would love
just
that.
Just go sit with the ladies.
Cool, we me.
You and Mama Shirley in there. That would be too hilarious.
But first of all, shout out to Alabama. Like, I'm from Alabama, wholeheartedly identify with that situation. Oh. And Mo was making me uncomfortable the whole time.
Really?
It's just certain things you don't talk about over food.
That's true. Like, and in front of everyone, like, sex is like, I don't know, like, and but everyone's different. Everyone's families are very different because it's like I have my aunt and cousins who I can talk like that with, and like my aunt and uncle are cool with that. But if I say that at my family's house, my mother would be like, go get the Dove.
Right.
You know, this is my thing. If you're not getting along with somebody, you probably don't want to bring up sensitive topics or provocative topics at the dinner table.
Or comparing baby sizes out of your fucking pussy, like,
over food. We don't want to talk about stretched out pussy.
You know what I'm saying? It's like 9:15. Like, I don't want my pork roast anymore because now all I just see is a uterus.
Chris called it a baby standoff, which is kind of what it was. He didn't have much to say throughout this whole chat, but Mo was kind of knocking back the wine in each glass. Yep. With each glass, she got more comfortable.
First of all, and I felt so bad for whoever that man is that sat next to Mama Shirley because.
He was like,
everybody was uncomfortable.
Yeah, but she kept using him as the crutch. Like,
almost held her.
I told her. I have my baby.
She need to get a job.
All my kids. I only had one dick in my life. Like,
I ain't never complained about it. And I ain't had sex in 30 years.
Well, wait. And that's the other thing, girl. Don't be out here talking about you ain't had sex in 15, 20 years. Then you gonna change it to since Chris is a little older than 15, 20, honey, boo. So you was out here, Mama Shirley.
In these streets.
In them streets. Let's go ask Giselle what she heard. Oh, those are the Alabama streets. She then tells Mo that she needs to get a job. You ought to get a job.
What did Mo say? Why she ain't working?
She didn't even have to say it. Chris was the one that was like, why she got to get a job? And I was like, go ahead, Chris. Because in that moment, Mo, you would have looked like the crazy person. Because, like, you can't be like, I'm not getting no job.
I love her laughing at that in the interview. Like, how dare she suggest I get a job? Like, that's why a man comes first and then kids. For that very reason.
That's it.
She's like, honey, my job is riding your son's dick. Okay. All right.
I'm popping out these big ass babies. Since...
Do you see how big your son is? Do you know what happens to me on a daily basis, bitch?
You know what? This scene was doomed for Monique from the start. Yep. From the moment she set foot in the frame, she was doomed.
They should have asked me for advice. I got good advice.
I ain't seeing none of that money.
But honestly, though, I do wonder what the family dynamic is. Because I did think that comment was interesting. And I also thought it was interesting the first thing she said when she sat at the table was, I didn't bring my wallet. So I am wondering if he has given to his mother in the past, or if it was one of those things where it was like the mom coddled him so much, paid for everything for him to get him to where he needed to be. And then it's like he finally got to where he needed to be. And then once he got there, he had this whole wife and kids, and mom is sitting over here like, oh, y'all got four houses and I'm living in Alabama still.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Because we love Alabama.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not sure they may want
to
get out.
I was reading Monique's blog, and she basically alluded to the fact that they take good care of the family. So, to me, it was just like, well, where is this coming from? Is she not getting enough money? Like, is she not getting enough taken care of? You know what I'm saying?
She like, why her hair look like that and mine look like that?
That's that Alabama dude. All of my family members have the same dude, so... Her hair is fine. I'm sure she's happy with it. It's just, I think that Mama Joy situation where she has a house, she wants a bigger house, but no one is ever going to be good enough for her son. Mm-hmm. And Monique is on to that. She was prepared for the shade when she stepped into the door. But what I love about Monique is, like, she's going to be herself in every situation, whether or not a mother is across the table from her, whoever, it doesn't matter. She's
like
going to rap at the tea. You know.
Oh my God, I was like, are we going to see her rap next week too? Right. We going to see you rap again?
She's dusting off that microphone, honey.
As a woman of God, I don't argue, complain, or cuss at my man.
Just everybody else. Like, seriously.
Oh, I'm like, bitch, I have a horrid mouth. And I mean, if you do something that deserves to be cussed out, bitch is only a word. It ain't in the Bible to not say bitch. And if he acting like one, like Juan would be called a bitch, I'd be like, why are you calling me? Put some adobo on that bitch. The fuck? And then I loved her comment at the very end when she walked away. Did not get that half a straight.
Oh my God.
Just had that one little jab. Just that finish him. On that note, let's head into what predictions. Much after that chattering. Oh, people are kind of against Mo after that dinner chat. Jennifer Lunsford, shout out to you. Monique was talking a bit too much at that meal and one gorgeous Godzilla. I didn't like Mo much after all that chattering. I don't know if she's a nervous talker or what. I think she was a drunk talker. I think it was just the liquor was out. She felt some sort of way. She's like, I'm on camera. This is my job. That's what she got one.
Job.
No, I think she was just drunk and put her foot in her mouth. And she's feeling herself a little too much sometimes. Mm. But she's a cute girl, so you should be feeling yourself, Mo.
Yeah. I mean, Mo is... She a baddie.
She's a baddie.
All right, so next week we're going to get Kevin cooking for Giselle and her mom.
Kevin is cute,
huh? He is. Actually, he looked 10 times cute. I don't know if it was like the darkness outside or something, but he was looking like...
Hey, I was just looking at that food.
There was the food that made him cuter. The lobster.
Like, the food did everything for me.
I mean, we're going to have to really see it next week because, like, I've been, like, on Gordon Ramsay's Twitter account lately, and like, he'd be going in on people's foods.
I'm sorry, but as soon as you say lobster mac, I'm here for you.
Yeah,
I don't care who you are.
Oh, see. I do. You ain't going to serve me no seafood, and I gotta know what your kitchen look like. I need to know, like, do you clean the knob behind the toilet? Like, you know what I'm saying? That back, like, you know, I just want to make sure that you a clean person. You can making seafood. Skylar Sweet 16, Eddie shows up and puts Charisse in therapy.
Now, is it just me, or was that Dr. Jeff on her screen?
Yeah. Oh, he makes all his rounds, honey.
Listen, housewife.
Do they just have him on retainer at Bravo?
Probably.
Yeah. And then the doctor woman, too. What's her name? From she on Married to Medicine. She'd be the doctor for everybody, too. I forget what.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Honey, once you get one, you in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're going to also get Monique versus Giselle, which, to me, this is...
Round two?
Yeah, they're the two that I think could equally... That's... Like, I feel like they're going to hate each other for, like, this season, maybe a little bit of next season, but then eventually...
They're going to be best friends.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to see Monique stick up for herself, because Giselle did come for her. So, I'm excited to see Monique in a confrontational situation.
I just want her to say, are you mad? Are you mad?
We just did.
With her mom?
Yes.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, I don't know. I want someone like
her own size.
Yeah, because, like, even though Mo was talking, no, Mo was holding back a little.
She has to respect mother-in-law.
Yeah. But, like, let someone,
Giselle,
you know what I mean?
Let,
like,
the cloth
let
come
your
out.
Let your track be shown.
Right. We gonna snatch some weaves on this next episode.
Let that makeup be blotchy. We'll let everyone know that your mineral dust ain't the business. All right, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up over at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and also subscribe to us on iTunes. We have a podcast there. And here's the deal: if you guys leave a comment on the iTunes podcast, we will give you guys a shout out next week. Hey, where can everyone follow you guys?
Find me on Instagram at Roving Realist.
On Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
Boom, everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.